The Guardian.
Yes, it is true that the FAT tests will start next month. What will happen is that to all existing employees of major Japanese companies aged over 40, both men and women, will have to go undergo annual health checks. But this time the checks will include having their waistlines measured. And this, the idea being that this will give some sort of indication as to whether the employees are suffering or at risk of developing what's called metabolic syndrome, a word that's been quite prominent in Japan and indeed in other countries in the last few years. It's a collection of symptoms that are associated with being overweight that, if left unchecked, could develop into something more serious. We're talking about strokes, heart disease, that kind of thing.
In the UK, we're hearing about an obesity epidemic. Is it a big problem in Japan as well?
It's not. Certainly by the standards of the US and some European countries, the Japanese are still relatively slim, fit and healthy. Of course, the traditional Japanese diet, although it's quite high in salt, is low in fat. Things like tofu and miso soup and grilled fish, lots of boiled vegetables, that kind of thing. But, you know, lots of Japanese are abandoning their traditional diet, or at least not eating it as often as they should do. And instead, they're eating more meat, eating more bread, more dairy products, certainly more fast food. And the fact that they do less exercise than they used to, you know, people tend to either be sitting behind the wheel of a car or on trains for long periods of time, or sitting in front of the TV or their Nintendo, means that, you know, that coupled with changes in the diets means that Japan does have an obesity problem, particularly among middle-aged men. But it's, as I said, it's nowhere near on the same sort of scale as we've seen in the US and other countries.
So why are companies taking these steps? Isn't it down to the individuals to sort out their waistlines?
Well, yes, it is. But in Japan, the corporate culture means that companies have always taken, you know, rather paternalistic attitude towards their employees and wanted to be more closely involved in their welfare away from their jobs than you would perhaps see in the West. One of the reasons is Japan's health budget, the aging society, the fact that there are so many people aged over 60 now and that they're more susceptible to developing illnesses and that they need looking after in old age means that Japan's health budget is spiraling out of control. And the idea, according to the health ministry, is that if it can stop people from developing some of these lifestyle-related diseases by encouraging them to take exercise and eat more sensibly, that it can save the state lots and lots of money in the long run.
Does this have kind of any implications? You know, in some UK companies, they do random drug tests. Can they just spring these fat tests on people? And will it stop people with bigger waistlines getting jobs in the first place?
Well, that remains to be seen. Companies have been set targets by the health ministry, and if they fail to reach those targets, they could be fined or could be asked to pay surcharges on welfare payments to a national fund for the elderly. Means that perhaps some companies will start looking at new recruits every April when the Japanese business year begins and think that perhaps it's better to employ slimmer people than people who are a bit on the podgy side. But that remains to be seen. But no, these tests won't be just sprung on people. They'll know exactly when they're about to when they're going to take place. So they will be given time to perhaps go easy on their after work drinking sessions and use their spare time to get in a bit of exercise.
And Justin, you're in Japan. Surely the answer to the obesity problem lies in technology.
Well, yes, partly it does. And, of course, over the last few years, as people have become more aware of the problems, the health problems associated with being overweight, there has been an increase in the number of gadgets and special services available for people who want to lose weight. And these include portable devices that measure glucose levels, mobile phones equipped with software that enable their owners to get very quick calorific advice about food they're about to order in a restaurant or they're about to buy in a supermarket. And in fact, just this week, a major Japanese underwear maker has just released a line of men's underpants that it claims improve posture and also tighten the abdominal muscles as their owners are walking along the street. So for some chubby Japanese businessmen, there is at least one relatively easy way to lose a few pounds.
I've just ordered mine on the internet. Justin McCurry, thank you very much.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's the Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.